Welcome to Purple Hour Podcast, a journey through the discography of K-pop sensation BTS.
Hello and welcome to Purple Hour Podcast, a BTS discography podcast, K-pop sensation BTS.
An introspective on the discography of BTS.
I'm Anjane.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Lexi.
Yes! Okay, so this podcast is to talk about BTS's entire discography. And this pairs so well, as their next comeback is a deep dive through their entire discography.
Hi, I'm so excited. Anthology.
I cannot believe.
Yeah, when they like dropped the track list, I was like, this is such like a perfect intro into BTS. Like, this is gonna be such a good like, oh, listen to this, like when you're getting into them album. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you see their music come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
That their lyrics have always been super deep and intentional.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted to talk about it so bad. Because, of course, everyone has probably read lyrics to some of their favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
But right, surely not all of them.
Some slip through the cracks.
Yeah,
there are so many. There's literally so many.
Over 200 songs.
There's a lot.
SoundCloud.
It's impossible
SoundCloud
to keep up.
And it is.
And that's just with their music. I mean, like, obviously it's very possible to listen to all their music, but there's so much content outside of that as well. I don't know how people stay fully up to date on BTS. I don't know how that's done.
It's a second job.
Oh my god.
Right?
I have no idea.
For real.
And I
pay for it. I don't even get paid for it. I pay for it. My first job pays for my second job.
Oh my god, I never thought of it that way.
I know.
Fuck. Oops, sorry.
That's true. No, it's totally fine.
No, but I've never actually thought of it that way.
You would want us to say fuck.
Oh, you're right. Facts.
Okay. So, maybe we should share a little bit about ourselves, our connection to each other. So we're not strangers spewing.
Just some people.
BTS.
Just some people talking about BTS. That's so unique and different. People talking about BTS.
Do you know BTS?
Do you know BTS?
Okay, so my name is Anjane. I am 25. She, her pronouns. I am... Taeyong is my ult. But I am Taejimin bias.
Hello, friends. This is Anjane from the future. I am well aware that it is Taejimin, not Taejimin. I just can't read. Thanks.
But I'm OT7 at heart.
Of course. Should go without saying.
I know. Always. So who wants to go next?
I guess I'll go next. I'm Becca. I'm 23. I had to think about that for a second. Oops. 98 line. And I am rap line biased. I am deeply, deeply head over heels in love with Kim Namjoon. But I would say just also...
Valid.
Just the rap line, man.
Taste.
June, Yoongi,
they're iconic.
Hobi, my loves.
Okay. Let's see. I'm Lexi. I am 27. I am a Yoongi ult bias, but Yunmin Cook is my bias line. Yeah, it used to be Taegyeon like Ange, but I'm just saying. No. Okay.
Why did I not know that?
We've talked about this.
This is the fourth time we've tried this intro.
She never mentioned
Taegyeon. Yes, I have. When we first discovered that I liked BTS and you liked BTS, we talked about this. But Jungkook has made his way into my bias line. And rightfully so, he destroys my life every single day. But again, OT7 for life. Yeah.
Yes, he's snuck. He's been wrecking me lately.
I
love they all wreck me at some point.
In all of our bias lines,
as he that's should be.
Our common denominator, Yoongi, marry me.
I have the documents. Did you guys see John Oliver made a joke about Yoongi marry me?
What? There is someone, yes. How does he know? There our inside is joke?
Someone on the Last Week Tonight writing team who is an army. Oh, it was too deep of a cut for it to not be okay. Anyway, that's so not
no,
neither here nor there. But
they're sharing our inside jokes.
Oh my god!
I'll try and find them.
I did want to say that I saw a sign that said "Marry me, Yoongi," but it also had the papers on it, and it said, "You can divorce me the next day."
Oh my god, that is the most iconic. Oh my gosh.
I will get a Kim Kardashian 72-hour marriage to Minnie.
Oh my god. Hey, for anyone, that is iconic. I would pay for that.
An army goal.
A Vegas drive-thru wedding, just real quick, just for a few minutes.
He would, like Namjoon said, you can go through and just reverse out, you know?
No.
It'd be too hard to say goodbye. Anyway, what is this it podcast would, about?
So we are going to be going through a deep dive through the whole discography. We will be taking opinions on how we will be doing that, whether we will be going from old song, new song each week, Japanese song. We'll discuss our order on our social medias and amongst ourselves, but we will be starting with No More Dream. There is no question. That is where it all begins. I want you to check out our logos, and thank you to @bylovelymin for helping us out with that. She gave us so many options. We can change our icon depending on what vibe we're going for. And her art is really amazing. Please check her out on Twitter and on Instagram. Also, a little shout out to my friend Hera for helping me with the logo. I can't play guitar, and I appreciate
the intro.
You lending your help. Yes. Yeah, that's all my shout outs. But we need to share our top tens, our favorite BTS songs.
It's like,
because that shows a lot.
Yeah,
definitely. You can learn so much about a BTS stan just by knowing who they bias and their top tens. So,
for real,
yeah,
it's crucial.
Think about it. If you meet anyone who is into BTS, the first thing you ask, who's your bias?
Oh yeah.
Every single time I've met someone. True. And it's like, are you an army? Who's your bias? Mm-hmm. Immediately. It says a lot.
It's so interesting. I remember being a baby army and someone's like, who's your bias? And I was like, my what? Like,
there's so much. There really needs to be K-pop for dummies. You know?
Surely there is something like that.
For dummies book series.
I remember when I was first starting to stan, my friend was like, here is a list of, like, honorifics that you should know, that you're gonna, like, you're helpful. Just gonna get used to, like, hearing.
That's so helpful. Smart. Yeah,
I have a friend who did that for me with Japanese, with, like, anime and stuff, and then I just didn't get into anime, so thank you, Carissa, for that, but it didn't come in handy very much.
No. Okay. So, top 10 BTS songs. Hardest decision ever.
Obviously, those change like literally every second. So,
just then, with the moon.
Don't hold us to this.
Yeah.
Don't
with the wind.
And we could be reading lyrics and it completely could change, like,
absolutely,
how we feel about
yeah.
a song. So, I will kick us off here.
Sounds good.
I will start from bottom to top, but I will start with my honorary mentions because I couldn't just have 10. Honorary mentions go to, more recently, Look Here.
Ooh.
Look Here has been on my mind, especially since Namjoon's verse, when they did it for Festa last year.
You didn't. You just had to say Namjoon, and I was there.
Oh.
I had to mention. And, opposite side of the spectrum, You Never Walk Alone, honorary mention. Very sweet song. Means a lot to me. Okay. Number 10 will be Wishing on a Star.
Star!
Probably my favorite. Star! My favorite Japanese song. During Suwuzu, JK going, Star! Really?
It's so. Every time I hear it,
it's so cute. Okay. Number 9. Cypher 4, I had to put a rap line song. Cypher 3, Cypher 4, really special to me, but Cypher 4, it's a banger. It's a banger.
Undeniable.
Number 8 is Paradise. How could I not mention Paradise? Underrated.
Underrated.
7 will be Disease.
So true.
Hovi is a visionary. What can I say? Top. From here on, it was too hard to choose. So there's really no particular order. Number 6, Magic Shop. I'm wearing a Magic Shop necklace. The song itself, the lyrics are beautiful. Has to be on my list. Number 5, Black Swan. The concept, the music video, the outfits.
An absolute queen.
Everything about it.
Chills.
So just vulnerable, so amazing. We will get there. Number 4, Like. I cannot believe they had this on their debut album.
Oh,
it is
my
a banger.
God, right?
Banger!
So good.
Okay.
It's so good.
3, Pied Piper.
Stop it.
Stop it.
The flute, the verses, the lyrics.
The flute.
Put me in my place. Call me out.
So true.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, not me, really quick. Not me watching a stage mix of that yesterday. That was terrible. Why did I do that to myself? Anyway, sorry.
A stage mix? No. Torture. Okay. Number 2 is Home. I love that song. And every time I watch Fifth Muster and they come out and they're singing it, I never thought that I would hear it live. And I'm so thankful that I got that opportunity.
God. Amazing.
Lastly is Spring Day. I cannot not sob when I hear that song.
Yeah.
It is very special to me.
Spring Day, I fully was watching the music video for that the other day, absolutely sobbing my eyes out.
Aww.
So
the meaning behind the video and everything.
It does. It hurts.
Okay, so that's my top 10, as hard as it was. I'm excited to hear.
That's a really good top 10.
That's solid.
Very solid.
That doesn't mean every single episode I'm not gonna be like, I love this song. This song, it's amazing. I love this song.
I'm gonna question everything.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi,
it's gonna be
do
tough.
You wanna go next? Or?
Yeah, sure. I'll go next. Okay, I think I'll start with my top 2, and then after that, it's kind of a free for all. My top song is We Are Bulletproof the Eternal. That song. Okay. And when we eventually do an episode on this song, I'll go in depth on how I absolutely lost my cool and my shit on PTDLA day one. That was, I was caught off guard. Physically. Anyway, that song.
Physically, I could not have handled that. And Becca knows.
I'm surprised I came out of there alive.
I'm surprised you came out of there alive as well.
I don't know how I did it, but thank God I did, because we're here and now we're doing this and we're talking about how beautiful that stinking song is. It's so good. Yes, so that was my number one. My second one is Moving On. I don't know how this song, like, I want to say just randomly, okay, this sounds really bad. I think it was because I was playing Rhythm Hive. And I was playing the song, and I listened to it so much that I was like, oh my god, like, I love this song. And looked up, like, what the lyrics were, and yeah, that song, anytime I play it now, I love it. And then from now, it's kind of just, these ones can come in and out of this list, but these are the ones that are pretty solid. Obviously, Queen Paradise, she will get her justice. She will.
One day.
Thank God they actually know this song exists now. so, you know, we one day will hopefully get something with this song.
They need to think about it. Please consider Paradise.
please. And then I have Black Swan. Again, it's just such a beautiful, like, it's just, everything about it is a masterpiece. I have two Rap Line songs in here. I know that we tried to go pretty much for, like, you know, OT7 songs, but I have two
Rap Line songs. I have Rap Line, too.
Like, I
it was necessary. I had Rap Line. I couldn't know.
It was necessary. I have Outro Her, and I have Tears.
Lexi!
Yes.
Lexi, okay. Her on the anthology album For You.
Okay, tell me why. I saw that and I was like, no, they did not. They did not put her on the anthology album. So I actually, seeing the track list for all three discs, I was at work for every single one except for the first one. I was in church for that one. And coming out of church, seeing this track list, I was levitating. Like, genuinely,
that was the religious experience. Yeah, that was the religious experience.
Yes. So seeing these track lists drop, I'm so excited to see, like, how they decided on all of these songs. So I'm excited to eventually talk about that too, because I know we will.
We will.
So yeah, so Outro Her and Tear are those next ones on my list.
Oh, Tear.
Tear actually makes both me amazing. Cry. Like, it, like, oh, with how powerful are very it is, sad. I think about, like, the inspiration for the song, and I am in tears, like, genuinely. So yeah, we'll get to that one too.
We will.
My next one, it's kind of like one and a half. Okay, it's my Japanese, like,
You have so many exceptions.
There is one. I have technically 11 songs on here, okay? It's Let okay. Go and Film Out, because I just feel like they pair so well together.
They do.
And, like, their Japanese discography is something that I haven't super, like, I haven't dived, like, I haven't really discovered a lot of it. Bits and pieces, you know?
It's also so good.
But yeah, these two songs are just so good. Like, there was no way I couldn't put both of them in.
Fair.
And then I have Just One Day. Because it's like,
we are all fluent.
That is, yeah, exactly. Like, everyone's, like, song where they know Korean. You know, like, you just do.
No, it's true. I become fluent in Korean when I hear that song.
I love that song. Like, it's so good. And then I have Telepathy. It's just so fun.
Yes.
It's just, yeah. You know, it's just so feel good. And then my last song on this list.
The lyrics.
Is Microcosmos. That song. And seeing it live, I just sobbing everywhere, you know. It's fine. It's cool. Seeing Jungkook with the stars in his eyes. Oh my gosh.
Stop.
Anyways, that is my top 10 and a half.
For now.
Yes. For exactly. now. For now.
Yeah. That's
a great list.
Big asterisk at the end of all of these lists.
Yeah. Becca, how about yours?
Asterisk, Becca. I, fun fact, don't know how to say asterisk. Asterisk. That applies. Anyway, that thingy applies to me as well. My number one is my number one, and the rest is just jazz, baby. It's freeform. It's whatever.
Yeah. So,
BTS jazz album win. So my number one song. I'm sorry, Anj, you did like a countdown, and then me and Lexi are just like, no, we're...
I did! I didn't want to reveal my... I had a build-up to my spring day.
No, that's fair. I just have too much excitement, and so I just want to say my number one off the bat is Pied Piper.
Oh.
I just... Every time...
Yes.
There is no fault there.
There's exactly. And then tied, like, basically tied Home and 134340.
Oh.
Maybe 134340 would beat it out. That song is there for me when no one else is. And then I also have Tear.
Yes.
I also have Tear because it just is so good. Like, Tear is one of those songs where, like, when I was first getting into BTS and I was first curating, like, my BTS playlist, like, it was there for me, and it has just stuck with me, and every time I listen to it, I'm just still like, oh, holy shit.
It's so good.
This one's not really as deep, but Dionysus.
Ooh.
It just bangs.
Let's party!
It's time to party. It's time to get fucked up.
That one honestly deserves more clout.
The stages is really what does it for me. Oh my god, that choreography, oh my god. And then I also have Telepathy.
Yes.
Because it's amazing.
The sweetest.
Oh my god. Lyrics. Cypher Part 3.
Oh. Yes!
Because I am trash for rap line. Also, I'm so stoked about it.
Yes, on the anthology.
Yuki's verse.
And that is another thing, is I am here, I'm queer, I am a bisexual, and Yuki is our voice. He's here for us. And that's so important to me. So, Run is so good, and it's right next to Spring Day on my list. I love both of them. Run might be my favorite music video. There's just something about it. They're both just so...
The angst.
It's the angst. I guess it must be. Oh, no. And then Paradise. Oh, my God. The fact that Paradise is, I think, on all of our lists.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And she gets ignored. Also, shout out to Louder Than Bombs. That is amazing. Oh. It sounds so good. Also, an absolutely ignored, slept on queen.
Okay, but they know about that one.
No, that one.
Namjoon?
Yeah, and I do, listening to it, I do see how that would be a difficult one to perform. I completely understand.
But just once.
Yeah, as a vocalist. No, as a vocalist, once. I understand.
But it also Namjoon is being so like amazing. It just sounds so good. Also, the one that I get fluent in Korean with is Boys With Fun. I
love that song. Yes! The Boys With Fun demo! It's on the anthology album.
Oh my god. Ja, what's up?
What's up?
It's so
catchy. It's so fun. It's so... And when they're doing the choreo and they copy Tae, whatever he's doing.
Yes, oh, that's so much fun.
It gets me so hyped. I would love to
hear that live. It would be fun.
Oh, it would be so fun. And with Hobie's stop, chocolate. I would get so turned. I would get so crazy.
It would be insane.
The possibilities for this potential anthology tour is...
I don't want to talk about it.
Let's not. We'll avoid that.
We will get there. We will get there.
Yeah.
My bank account's already hurting. Stop. I don't want to hear.
And Memories 2021 is coming out, by the way.
And what?
Memories of 2021.
Oh no! I mean,
sorry. Yep.
At least, like, for me, because
I need another job.
A third job. Because I pre-ordered proof, that money is just gone. It's just dead to me now. So, like, when I do get proof, it will be a gift. I'll be like, there, oh my God. Like, I will have...
It's a gift!
Like, yay!
Man. Well, I'm so excited to talk about all these songs with you.
I'm so excited, too!
It's gonna be so fun. Gonna be a long process.
Adventure.
We can't promise how often our episodes will be until we figure out.
We're still figuring it out.
Scheduling. We're figuring it out, and you will know on our social medias, which I will promo right in this moment. So we will have Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. Please follow us if you're interested in this intro episode, or if you listen to some more of our episodes. So our Twitter is @PurpleHourPod. We will do some fun polls potentially after every episode. Get your input. You can tweet at us, DM us. We want to hear your input on these songs as well. You guys will be able to send us voice messages on Anchor, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How exciting. If you go to our Anchor page, you can leave us a little voice note. Whether you have something for us to discuss, you want to say something nice, you want to give some nice, friendly input, please.
Yes, please be nice.
Please be nice. I'm fragile. I'm speaking for myself. I'm fragile.
I am sensitive.
I'm very
fragile. I don't want to be like, we're all fragile. So, how about our Instagram?
Ooh, okay. So, Instagram is going to be the same @PurpleHourPod. And on there, we'll probably do some intros of us and then put up some, you know, Q&As. Ask for, again, stuff that you all want to hear us talk about, or like if you have two songs you think would pair really well together, like compare and contrast or something like that, like let us know.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be fun. Great ideas.
Which ones sit at the same table, if you will?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And then for TikTok, because I'm in charge of TikTok and I just have to be different. We are Purple Hour Purple Hour Podcast. So the full word,
our full
podcast
name.
There, yes. And there,
the full government name.
It's Christian given name. Purple Hour Podcast. And we'll see what goes on over there. We'll be in a silly, goofy mood. Who knows? Maybe
some silly,
found
goofy
this
clips?
Podcast through TikTok. Because that's probably
that
what
is
it's
going
to be, is a lot of clips from this podcast, if we're being honest.
Yes! Catch us on your FYP!
Catch us... I won't go that far yet. The TikTok algorithm is so confusing.
Unpredictable.
To me. I have no idea what I post that's gonna get thousands of views and what is gonna just absolutely tank. So, and that's just,
you know,
for my account. So we will see.
We will see. Definitely. Okay. Ah, This has been fun intro.
This is, you know, we have gone through some trials and tribulations with filming this first episode, but this one feels good.
This one feels amazing.
I don't.
This feels good. Friends, making a podcast is not easy.
It's not.
Please be gentle with us.
My God, what is going on with the way that it's so fucking difficult to do this?
Help.
It's fine. You know, it was delayed so that this podcast can happen when the anthology album is happening and so that we can align with their schedules. It was destiny.
So true.
So, thank you for listening. Yay. Hopefully you continue to listen. Hopefully you follow us, support us, leave a little voice message. But, yeah. So I guess we're signing off here.
We'll know how to act like normal human beings eventually.
We'll get there.
We will.
Though I will say this does feel much less awkward than our first couple.
Oh yeah, our first one. True. That could potentially be some bloopers. We'll see. Some B-roll.
It's true. Some bloopers for sure.
This is also, you know, it's a silver lining. Sometimes things don't work out, and then sometimes, you know, later on, your pilot feels more natural.
It's true. Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bore.